Blackstone Audio presents Wit's End by Karen Joy Fowler. Read by Bernadette Dunn. It seems only fair that I live with the people I've killed. A.B. Early, Interview with Ms. Magazine, June 1983. Part 1. Chapter 1. 1. Miss Time was seated, with her feet on the floor and her head on the table. Her neck and back were stiff, but stiffness was her natural condition. Perhaps nothing should be made of this. The kitchen curtains were pulled. There were two glasses on the counter. One was empty, the other half so. A wine bottle, red, was beside the glasses. The cork was in the sink. A tiny clutch purse had fallen to the floor beside Miss Time's leg. Among the contents spilling out were a lipstick, keys, and a pair of reading glasses. Someone had written something on the tablecloth using a faint red ink, or maybe the wine. It might have been a phone number back from the days when phone numbers began with an exchange. A, D, and an A were clearly legible. Davenport 7-3, and then maybe a 5 or maybe a 2. Those numbers had spread, and the rest were fat and indistinct. The purse was the size of an aspirin. The lipstick slightly larger than a grain of rice. The kitchen floor about as big as a sheet of typing paper. Poor murdered Miss Time was only 3 inches tall. And the whole tableau was on the bedside table under the reading light where Rima would see it first thing every morning and last thing every night. "I'll have Tilda move that tomorrow," Addison told her.